In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say. Hell today is vanquished, heaven is won today. Earth today confesses, clothing her for spring. All good gifts return with her returning king. Look in every meadow, leaves on every bough. Speak his sorrows ended, hail his triumph now. That hymn that we just sang was written sometime in the 6th century by a bishop at the Merovingian court named Venantius Fortunatus. He was noticing something that is pretty central to the confession of the Christian religion, namely that the natural world is an icon of the resurrection of Jesus. It's something, in fact, we can hardly fail to notice if we just look around us this time of year. The azaleas and the camellias and the dogwoods are all in bloom after their dormancy for so many months, after the death of winter. Without any help from us, they just do it. Roadsides and edges are all a riot with, you know, Cherokee rose and wisteria. It's beautiful. And this flowered cross, too, is a token of the same thing. Blossoms adorning an instrument of death. Vivid beauty coming forth from the cross. Another manifestation of this phenomenon, one very familiar to members of our community here in Thomasville, is the burning of the woods at the end of quail season. And more to the point, what follows the burning of the woods at the end of quail season? As I'm sure you know, the immediate aftermath of the burning looks devastating. It even looks sort of like an apocalypse has happened. But the drip torches are barely extinguished and put away before green shoots begin to emerge among the ashes. And before long, the woods are awash with new life, with nothing but fire scars on the pines to remind us of what happened just a short time ago on the forest's Good Friday, you might say. Did you know, by the way, that a properly managed longleaf wiregrass complex can average over 50 plant species per square yard? Every square yard can average as many as 50 different plant species if it's properly managed with fire. And all that rich profusion of life in the woods is all the more glorious, I think, because of the fire scars on the trees and the memory that they evoke. Remember the Lord's words to St. Thomas after the resurrection. Peace be unto you, he said. Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. The scars of Jesus were tokens of his victory over sin and death. A reminder that this new life hasn't just happened, but it has arisen from death, the death of the cross. Earth today confesses, clothing her for spring. All good gifts return with her returning king. Look in every meadow, leaves on every bough. Speak his sorrows ended. Hail his triumph now. Scripture wants us to know that none of this is arbitrary. Easter is always the Sunday on or after the first full moon after the vernal equinox. But nothing in nature is arbitrary, because there is a creator of created nature, and because he is not capricious. He is wise and beneficent beyond all telling. Earth's vernal confession of her returning king is what Carl Jung called a synchronicity. The two things are inextricably linked, even if the causal connections are hidden from our eyes. And the little microcosms of our own lives are like that too. The way God can bring good and beautiful things out of difficult, even tragic circumstances. The 19th century German poet Friedrich Hölderlin put it like this. He said, "Wherein lies the danger grows also the saving power." You've probably experienced that at some point in your life, and if you haven't, you probably will. Something awful out of which something wonderful emerged. overwhelming the awfulness and leaving it just a memory. And this paschal phenomenon isn't just about the passive aspects of our lives either, the things that happen to us, like sickness or bankruptcy or whatever. It applies to the moral dimension of our lives as well. If you're willing to burn your woods, new and more abundant life will emerge from the devastation and because of the devastation, and you'll be glad you did it. So, turn off social media. Put down your smartphones. Turn away from this cultural discourse that valorizes everything weird, avaricious, and degenerate. Read good books. Spend quality time doing wholesome things with people you love. Live more of your life outside. If you really want to follow such a life program, you'll find it difficult. You'll find that it costs you something. You'll have to sacrifice convenience and conformity to our flow of culture, for one thing. And sacrifice is always difficult, always at least a little bit painful. But proper sacrifice, which is to say sacrifice offered in humility, obedience, and love above all, proper sacrifice is always, always generative. It always conduces to life in greater abundance. And our world is aching for that. Aching, that is to say, to join what we are doing here this morning at this altar. Aching to join the confession of the azaleas, if I may dare to put it that way, hailing Christ the King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.